testimonies and how Lazarus was a walking testimony, literally. And I'm sure when somebody asked him how he was doing, he said he was happy to be on this side of the rock and not in the tomb. So, and this touches a little bit about our testimony, but kind of. Who here knows C.S. Lewis? I like his sayings. He puts it down to earth. I remember one time having a rough time with things, and C.S. Lewis, I heard one of his quotes that said, "You never know really how bad you are until you really try to be good." You know, because once you start trying to be good, then you can see where you were at before. And that's just a really neat thing that I thought about. But he wrote another one here. He says, "The easiest road into sin," and he said hell, but I'm going to change it to sin just because it's more what I'm talking about. "The easiest road to sin is a slow, gradual one, a gentle slope, soft underfoot, no sudden turns, without milestones, without signposts." And I thought that was neat. You know, you're just not going to drop off a cliff and do all kinds of things that's against God's word. It's got to be slow. Like the slope coming down here, it's even lighter than that. And for me in my life, and I'm talking to myself here too, because I got to be careful what I'm doing. Most of the time this happens when you're content with your life, happy with the way things are going. And for me now, that worries me. Where I'm at now with my life, because I got an awesome family, good church to go to, a great job that I really like doing. So it's easy to get distracted from God or not think about God when you're not struggling with anything. I don't know. I remember a few years ago when I was really struggling with stuff and life was difficult. That's when I found out I was spending the most time with God. Lord, what's going on? Lord, what's happening? That was a big growth in my life. But now things are smoothing out, and you know, I got to be aware and not forget what God's doing for me. Talk to anyone who has thrown Christ out of their life. It was a gradual, slow process, and the compromises were virtually unnoticeable. You know, it just happens real gradual. So to me, you just got to pay attention to the little things. Or like a person who embezzles hundreds of thousands of dollars. They don't do it all at once, and mainly for two reasons. Usually it just starts out with a few bucks. You know, okay, I'm going to do this. And for one thing, their conscience won't let them. It's got to be a slow, you know, waxing of your conscience and you'll get, over time, you get used to the theft, or in this case, the sin. You know, it's just a slow thing. Or if you do it all at once, someone will notice. You know, if I just started messing up in my life, Pastor Al or somebody's going to notice something's wrong with me. But if I can do it slowly and hide it slowly, and then, you know, it's easier to overlook for people in my life. Until it comes to a time when it can't be hidden no more, like just like the people that embezzle. You know, there comes a point in time where they're going to have to own up to what they've done. And just like with Christ, it's decision time. Live with Christ or throw him out. You know, there's going to come that breaking point. So there's a few things we could do. One thing, always take time for God. In the good times and in the bad. You know, when things are smooth, going good, take time for God. And to me, my sense of God is more heightened when things are rough. You know, and I know I got to go to him. Stay alert. Always keep your guard up. Always be watching, because things are subtle. In good times and in bad, remember your past, your testimony, but don't live in it. You know, a lot of people, they live in the past, but we shouldn't forget about it. We need to overcome our past. We need to make peace with it. We need to confront it. And then it'll be harder for the devil to use it against us, or for us to use it against ourselves. And then to use it for God's glory when we're talking to people. Clean behind the doors and the corners in your life. This is one of my favorites. I remember I had an old superintendent, and I used to work in a school, cleaning hallways and stuff like that. Well, who hears the fire doors? You know, they're held open by magnets in the hallways, and then when the fire alarm goes off, they close. Anyways, he would pitch a penny or a dime behind those doors to see if we clean behind them, because it's a lot of work. You got to open it and clean behind it and then close them again. And I think those are the corners in our lives that we need to get to. Either we overlook them or we just ignore them. And we need to clean those up. And then just see yourself as God sees you. You mean the world to him. And he loves you and he wants the best for you. And then I want to leave you with one encouraging scripture. This morning we were talking about Joshua in the first part of Joshua. And Joshua 1:9, it says, "This is my commandment, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Whatever you're going through, whatever's going on in your life, good or bad, God is always with you, and he doesn't overlook what you're going through. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. Oops.